All-Star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the evidence property room that you took a tour of, you know, I stopped you and I said, council member, come back. I want you to see the tray of all of the
roaches,
major rodents, yeah. On the floor, the cockroaches, the rats eating our marijuana. They're all high.
That is the voice of New Orleans Police Department Superintendent Ann Kilpatrick.
She made headlines last month when making the case to the New Orleans City Council about the need for a new police headquarters. She brought up the state of the evidence room and what kinds of evidence rodents were getting into. But Mike, did anyone pick up on the part about the whole building?
Why would they? You got the police chief of a major American city talking about rats getting stoned in the evidence room.
Very true, and the sound you'll hear from Kilpatrick in this episode is from a New Orleans City Council meeting back on March 11th.
And we'll also hear from Mark Menard. Now, he did not speak at a City Council meeting, but he spoke to me as Odyssey's resident expert on the Big Easy. He grew up in Louisiana and lives just outside New Orleans. I'm Mike Rogers with producer Chris Blake, and this is Something Offbeat.
This rat thing is really kind of a sidebar to a bigger story. That's the dilapidated state of the New Orleans police headquarters. Tell us about that.
The particular building that they're in has been home to the NOPD since 1968. And the comment that grabbed the national attention was from NOPD Superintendent Ann Kilpatrick at a meeting of the City Council's Criminal Justice Committee, where she was describing what you call the dilapidated conditions of the building.
The uncleanliness is off the charts, but it's even health issues such as mold, heavy mold in these buildings, rodent infestation. People shouldn't have to come to their office and see rodent drippings on their desk. Elevators being out, and I have employees who can barely get up the stairs, and they are not even physically able to do that.
She mentioned mold in the walls, cockroach infestations, broken air conditioning and elevators, but of course, struck furry intoxicated gold when she kind of offhandedly declared that not only was there a rodent infestation, but the rats had gotten into the evidence room, into the confiscated marijuana, and were satisfying their munchies with something that was probably just giving them more munchies. And then actually, you know, hit the sweet spot when she said, quote, they're all high regarding the rat population of the NOPD.
I realized it when I got to the headquarters. It was in extreme disrepair, and we were going to have to potentially move out for a temporary fix associated with the HVAC.
And look, it worked because the City Council approved the new 10-year lease on a new building to move the NOPD into and get them out of their apparent squalor they're currently in.
She may have just needed the rats to shame them into doing something.
You know what? Sometimes shame is the best motivation, right? So I can't hate because it worked. You know, you don't hate the player, you hate the game, right? So it worked. It got her the attention she needed. They approved it. And they are going to move to a new building, which apparently it was going to be, the new lease is like $670,000 a year. And it was going to cost millions of dollars to fix the building they're in now. So they're saving money in the process.
Mike, I hate to break it to you, but the move out of the old HQ hasn't exactly gone smoothly.
It hasn't?
No, 10 days after that city council meeting, Councilmember Oliver Thomas said he wanted the city to look at other locations with better parking options, according to Axios.
Yeah, I think the rats will be happy as long as the police department stays exactly where it's at.
So when you heard about the rats, what was your initial reaction?
Look, oftentimes things come out in the city of New Orleans when you're covering local government and the seemingly never-ending wealth of corruption scandals. There's so much of it that it takes something special to make you sit up, do a double take, and say, wait, play that back. What'd you say? This was a play it back moment.
They're all high.
And obviously, it caught the imaginations of people everywhere.
Even jaded New Orleanians sat up and took notice.
Yes. It takes a lot to give us something new. And rats high on eating marijuana out of the New Orleans Police Department evidence room was a new one. We've never heard that one before.
Wondering how much they ate, I guess, enough, right?
Look, I'm sure you remember the key to leaving on a high note that we learned from George Costanza back in Seinfeld days. You get that one winning punchline and then I'm out. That's sort of been the NOPD's approach here. They haven't really answered any follow-up questions in the last 2 weeks regarding that little nugget of rodents eating marijuana. So we don't have a lot of concrete information further than what the superintendent said in the meeting. If I had to hazard a guess, I'd just say they have some real chill rats vibing down at the precinct. You know, the natural inclination would be to say maybe they're putting on some Bob Marley. But remember, the precinct is only a couple of miles away from the Tulane campus, so this could be more of a Sublime crowd. You know, that might be more of what they're into if I know the Tulane crowd like I do.
The rats down in New Orleans, they're big boys, aren't they?
There are some big boys. I got to know a few of them firsthand in the Hurricane Katrina aftermath when they kind of started to take over a little bit. And certainly size enough where if you see one under a car, they stand on their hind legs, they're like touching the bottom of the car. So, it's some big boys down here sometimes.
Did the rats eat anything in addition to the marijuana, maybe some chips or Cap'n Crunch?
They say they found rat droppings on some desks. So I don't know, I don't know what these police officers keep in their desks, but, if they had a little snack stash, maybe they followed up the marijuana with a little dessert. I don't know. They really haven't come out and said anything else.
Do we have any other stories of evidence being tampered with at the NOPD?
But look, this is New Orleans. So of course we do. Of course we do. Just this month, we got some more details on a 20-year veteran officer that was already under investigation when he died in May of 2023. Apparently he, quote unquote, misplaced at least 55 pieces of evidence. And now since he's passed away, I don't know what that means for the investigation into him in particular, but obviously it affects all the cases that were relying on that evidence. To date, no criminal charges were brought against Officer Earl Johnson. That was his name. And they've so far called it, quote, malfeasance.
According to New Orleans CBS affiliate WWL, the missing evidence includes pieces linked to cases that included a death, assault, battery, 13 burglaries, 2 car thefts, and 2 hit and runs.
So the rats are not the only ones who are fooling around with the evidence. They're just the only ones who are getting called out publicly without people asking about it.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we've had a lot of fun talking about baked rats, but there are some real-world consequences to the state of the New Orleans Police Department headquarters. Councilwoman Leslie Harris asked Kilpatrick how the state of the headquarters impacted attracting new officers.
Can you talk about the impact on recruitment when you bring a new recruit in and you're trying to get them onboarded or to stay here?
No applicant should come to the headquarters because it could be a huge turnoff.
Yeah.
And, it really can be. And all of the district offices, I have a goal this year of just getting them clean. We've got to clean it. And there's just been incredible disrepair. And that's no disrespect at all of the janitorial housing cleaning service. They deserve an award trying to clean what is uncleanable.
There is an extreme police shortage here in New Orleans to the point where they actually considered canceling Mardi Gras like 2 years in a row, and then found a way to kind of pull it together. The governor has assigned state troopers to New Orleans to help fill out the gaps in the police coverage. But yeah, we've been having a serious police shortage here for quite some time. And it's the biggest reason that the crime problem has escalated to the point it has in the city. And I'm not really sure what they're going to do to counter that. I know obviously police officers everywhere are underpaid. I'm not really sure what the answer is, but we do not have enough police.
So the cops are going to get a brand new building, nice, fancy new building, but that won't be for a while. What about in the meantime? Do they have to stay in the dumpy old one, or do they get an interim building?
I don't know how quickly they're going to be able to move. I don't think it's a brand new building. They signed a lease on an existing building, so they might be able to move in pretty quickly. You know, obviously, that's what the superintendent was asking for. And, you know, outside of, I guess you call it feel-good story of the rats eating the marijuana, certainly a story that has captured people's imagination. But outside of that, you know, there are a lot of other problems in that building where it would necessitate a pretty quick move. So I think that they're gonna be out of there sooner rather than later with the lease approved. I don't know how much renovation it's going to take to turn whatever building they're moving to into a police building, but I think that they could get them out of there as quickly as bureaucracy would allow.
Well, hopefully they'll have a more secure evidence room.
Certainly when it comes to the rodent population, and you would hope that, you know, you don't have any more officers misplacing evidence as well.
I'm Mike Rogers. Thanks so much for listening to Something Off Beats. This episode was written and produced by Lauren Berry and Chris Blake, audio editing by Chris Blake, original music by Myron Kaplan, and editorial support from Cooper Maul. Now, to keep listening, please subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have your own offbeat story that you think we should cover, we'd love to hear about it. Send it to us at somethingoffbeat@Odyssey, that's AUDACY.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time? Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.